Okay, so I'm Mike Brown. I'm the Suncare Scientific Advisor for Boots.
And I'm Corinne Sweet. I'm a psychologist.
Okay, fantastic. Seems a bit strange that we're talking about, the Suncare when we're talking about torrential downpours and everything at the moment. But it should never be, off the record anyway. So what's the natural main thing at the moment that we're talking about, skin cancer and things like that? Because it's still actually rising at the moment, isn't it?
Well, skin cancer is still rising, yes. What you have to remember with skin cancer is what we're seeing is incidents that are arising from what people did 20 or 30 years ago. So we're seeing the consequences of people going and frying themselves in the sun on the beach in Spain in the 70s.
And obviously, if it's talking about, say, what they were doing in the 70s, I guess it's only getting worse at the moment. It's not just, going onto the beach. It's things like the sunbeds as well.
Well, indeed, sunbeds increase the risk of skin cancer, and so they also contribute to the rise.
And if we bring it a little bit, say, local as well, talking about, say, the Chester region, I guess. Now, the number of cases of skin cancer that's been diagnosed, say, in our sort of region, it's over 100, so it's 100 cases too many, would you say?
Well, absolutely right. Until we get skin cancer down to zero cases, we haven't really achieved what we're seeking to achieve. So every case is a case that we don't want to see.
And what sort of precautions would you recommend, say, for the people of today, then, if it's the case they're either staying in this country, if they're working outside, perhaps, or if they're going abroad?
Well, the golden rule is don't burn. There's so much evidence now that just one sunburn occasion, so if you burn your skin badly just once, then that can increase the risk of skin cancer later in life. So the important thing is to make sure that you don't burn your skin. Not burning your skin means being prepared. It means about taking the right level of sunscreen with you, but also avoiding midday sun and using clothing to protect yourself as well.
Would you say that the SPF factor has changed of late, in the sense that you shouldn't be wearing anything less than a 15 now? I suppose in a few years ago it possibly would have been, say, a factor 6 or something.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I started working in sunscreens back in 1986, and then a high SPF was 8. Most people used 4. So we've definitely increased the factors that we're using. In Boots, the highest factor we now sell, the most popular factor we sell is 15 and 25. And the fastest growing factor is actually SPF 50.
And I'm about to go on holiday myself next week to Greece now. Some people will automatically say that, it's the 2 weeks that you're away from work, you just need to get that golden tan. It doesn't necessarily mean to say that you have to quickly put on the low factor, though, does it?
No, if you're going away on holiday and you're keen on getting a tan, then you really need to prepare for it. And that's why we've launched this Beach Gorgeous Pan-Am, which you can pop into Boots and pick up a copy of. And it will tell you how to prepare for the beach so that you reduce the risk of burning when you get there.
And going on to, obviously, the campaign that you're actually doing at the moment, I guess, are women talking about, say, are women actually still quite psychological about actually, showing their skin, on the beach?
Well, I think one of the issues about when you're going on the beach is women are completely terrified, actually, of stripping off and showing their flesh. 60% in the survey done by Boots said that they feel it's almost like a beach nemesis. It's this terrible moment where you suddenly expose all your terrible bits. We might be a bit hairy, or we might be a bit blotchy, or the lobster is a bit pink. And I have to admit to being what's called a Frodo. I've got these terrible feet. And we sort of go onto the beach and we're not really ready for it, and then we're absolutely terrified. And in fact, the survey interestingly found that 1 in 5 of the 25 to 34-year-old age group find it the most excruciating experience to go through. So I think psychologically, not only do we need to think about our skin and our welfare and not having things like cancer in the future, but also we have to prepare ourselves to be sort of confident when we go on holiday. And that does take a bit of planning, and it does take a bit of thinking ahead of time, just to get yourself ready, really. And back to where you are in the Chester area, I mean, if you think nearly 15,000 people don't bother to put on sun cream or sunscreen at all, and 37,000 odd are absolutely terrified about going on the beach on holiday. I mean, that's a lot of people to be scared about going on the beach. So you can actually get confidence if you prepare yourself ahead of time. And I think most things in life, if you do a little bit of preparation, you can walk onto the beach in complete style and be very happy.
And what's this beach confidence pack all about then?
Well, I think there's a whole series of things that you do to prepare yourself to become beach gorgeous. And so you do have to kind of buff your skin and put on sort of moisturisers. But of course, the main thing is to be able to put on that sunscreen before you go onto the beach, not after you've become a sort of red lobster broiled in the sun.
Say they always say you'll pay the consequences if that is the case, though, unfortunately, won't you?
Well, definitely. I mean, I also think the other issue is men, because my husband wouldn't be seen dead in a SPF factor, even though he's got sort of high-risk skin with ginger hair. And I think that's the issue. You know, you go on holiday and you spend a lot of time trying to track your kids down and pin them down and spray them with sun cream. And to get men to start thinking about their welfare is very important. Women, I think, we tend to be much more conscious about wanting to get ourselves ready to expose our flesh. And we'd probably be much more aware of moisturisers and sun factors, but I think it's men who really are quite sort of wary of putting on stuff, and I think it's very important that men look after themselves as well.
That's fantastic. That's everything that I need, really. Anything else that you may both want to add that I could have missed at all?
Is there a website for finding out information? Is it boots.com?
We do have a www.boots.com website, and if you go on there, you should be able to find information about the Beach Gorgeous campaign.
OK, well, fantastic. Thanks for talking to us. Anyway, it's much appreciated.
It's a pleasure.
OK, take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.